It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the Copple Chevrolet GMC Studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson. Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Monday. Decided to talk a little hoops tonight and talk a little life, because every now and then you get the opportunity to cross paths with good people, and life has been really interesting in that I've met some pretty cool people along the way. And a big part of this thing is you hear the stories of how things that were iconic played out. And then you meet people not knowing who the people are, which is kind of the best way to meet people. So there's a couple of things that we'll cover in the hour, and we'll talk about the dream team, and we'll talk about the journey and what happened. There are a couple of things that are in play lately that would even lead us to this conversation, because the conversation of Brazil and Oscar Schmidt, they are doing a visit back, that if they don't have the year that they had in 88 and beat the U.S. team, and Schmidt doesn't put on that 40-plus point performance against them, the dream team never happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then what led to that, and then some of the stories and situations that happened from that, played out in full in front of us. And it was pretty cool to watch. So 402-464-5685 is the starter heavy text line. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, of course, you could follow on the video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Allo channel 961. And you can kind of follow along and be a part of what we're doing. And if you have questions, and I'm sure in this thing that people have a different recollection of that time, for those of us that were old enough to be around and remember how this thing all played out, because my goodness, like, it changed everything. It changed everything. So I'm just texting him real quick to get him in. Okay. Yeah. The whole thing as it played out was just different, because there was a time leading up to this that Olympics were for, especially from the American side, was for college players only.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more developmental and expressive. It was kind of rebranding. It depended on who the college coach was that was going to coach the team. And the names, you know, Coach Krzyzewski, Coach Knight, you know, even Nebraska coaches, you know, Mo Iba, that, you know, folks who were around it and who got access to the Olympics and the leadership and America's success, because basketball was an American sport at its depth, at its heart.
What was your reaction to when you found out that we were going to bring NBA guys this time?
So if you go back a little bit more, so, and it's twofold. Okay. In that one, well, three things are in play. One, the debacle that was Russia versus U.S. And because the U.S. was on a streak of wins.
Mm-hmm.
They were on a streak, like, they were dominant. Like, if the USA won gold, and it wasn't an issue. Then the Olympics, where the 72 Olympics, where there was drama anyway, with, you know, there were deaths at the Olympics. And through it all, I mean, this was a pretty stellar. I mean, this was a Doug, to tell you how long ago it was. This was Doug Collins. This was Doug Collins in college, not Chris. This was Doug Collins in college. Tom McMillan, Lynn Elmore, et cetera. Those sorts of players. And the officiating was so bad. The officiating was so remarkably bad that it stunned the world. And it put the USA on notice that teams weren't just going to roll over and just hand over gold medals to the U.S.
So what year was that when that kind of felt like it was going away?
72,
Okay.
72 or 76.
Trying to get the time frame when the U.S. right. is like, maybe we're not, can't just walk into this anymore.
Yeah, it was really a thing. Mm-hmm. And then losing to Oscar Schmidt and Brazil, and there was a humbling. There was a humbling to U.S. athletics, and specifically U.S. basketball, because it didn't feel, there was no preparation for it. There was no real, hey, we saw this coming. We didn't see it coming. Mm-hmm. You didn't see it coming. And Schmidt, oh, I'm trying to think of, so he's probably older. He's a little older than I am now. And he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame, but he wouldn't give up being a Brazilian pro for playing in the NBA. And it would have been interesting to see what he had done in full. So there was that. And I remember watching this again. This is on delay, and folks are telling, you're hearing whispers. There's no internet for you to really kind of get mm-hmm. what was happening.
Yeah, I can't quick pull up, what is Spain, what has Russia got this year?
Right.
Like you, it was for me in those 2000s, you probably started getting some of the quote-unquote stinker dream teams yeah. that were coming back, early 2000s especially. And you can go, I can go check out Spain, and I can figure out really quick. I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to walk in the park. Spain's got some guys. Those Gasol brothers are pretty good.
That Schmidt was so good. Schmidt is officially the greatest professional scorer in basketball. So LeBron has 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Schmidt had 54,000. Points.
How many games does Schmidt play?
and let me tell you, it really doesn't matter how many games he played, because he torched the best the U.S. had, and I mean torched them. He was Steph Curry before Steph, in that he had the freedom to shoot from anywhere with any angle. And if you ever want to get on some video and watch Oscar Schmidt, please do so. You'll be fully, just put Oscar Schmidt versus USA, and you'll get a full range of, oh my goodness, this dude. There's a couple of players, Schmidt being one of them. Yeah, he was a dude.
First headline. Oscar's finest hour, the 46-point eruption to stun the USA, the 40-point game you're yeah, talking about.
Right? Like, and just go watch that one. So Turk will be, he said 5 minutes.
Okay,
perfect. So imagine Steph back in the 80s, just with the freedom to shoot. The USA was very disciplined and very orchestrated. And here comes Brazil. Resend Turk the link, please, to his cell number I gave you.
Perfect.
That very orchestrated, organized, structured. And then here comes, like, it was like Steph when he was in the NCAA tournament at Davidson. People weren't prepared to extend defenses and run off of plays. Like, you just weren't prepared for it. So USA say, listen, enough of this. We know that you're beating up on our college players. Now what are you going to do against our best, right? What are you going to do against our best? And that was kind of the thing, was, okay, you beat up on the teenagers. What are you going to do now? And as it played out, these other countries started to form. There was another, Arvydas Sabonis, who was a Russian superstar, Lithuanian superstar, and Sabonis was the first fluid big man, shooting threes, ball handling, running the offense from the top of the key, great passer, ran the floor well. And he was a bit of a cult icon. He was a bit of a cult icon to have a big that just did this thing. Now, the NBA got Sabonis later in his career, and he still was a factor. Like, he was still a factor in the NBA. And he went to Portland and pushed Portland up. Like, it was a good thing. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, like, he became iconic because, of course, ESPN. who took his name and is like, whenever he made a play, he's not my Vetus. He's not your Vetus. He's our Vetus. And so to have countries not only identify their talent, their basketball talent early, this is what dictated all of that. That you don't get, without this situation, without the Dream Team situation, you don't get the Canadian players. You don't get Steve Nash. You don't get you don't get Dirk Nowitzki. You don't get Andrei Kirilenko. You don't get them because the game was so Americanized that we really didn't look and didn't consider. And then finally they decided that, okay, what if we put our best players into the Olympics? And if you're the rest of the world, one, you're intrigued because all of your basketball heroes are American heroes except for the names, the ones that you could name, right? Mm-hmm. The ones that you could name. Then it's a matter of, oh, well, now you get to be, you get to measure. You get to measure yourself against these American teams. And to watch all of it play out was fantastic. And so we've had some of these stories with players who played in those Olympics and what it was like. And unless you played in America, and a lot of the Canadian players did,
mm-hmm.
You know, they did. But then they would go international and it would play out. And then you go, okay, now we really get to see who we are. Right?
I kind of miss that era of being in that unknown era where you really don't know until those teams step out on the court.
You can't imagine, like, it's one thing to face Jordan and the college Jordan and the Dream Team. And then an entire other thing to face pro Jordan with pro Barkley, with pro Ewing, with pro David Robinson, with pro
Clyde Drexler on that team,
with pro Drexler, with pro Stockton, with pro, like, the Bird only thing that wasn't there was, you know, Isaiah Thomas. So
you think Christian Laettner was going to be good on that squad? I know that's a guy that always gets talked about a lot.
This should have been, it should have been Shaq's
okay
position. There's no, like,
I agree, but I wasn't there. But I always thought Oddball stuck out. You read about it, stuck out. People at the time didn't seem to fully understand or agree.
Leitner was the best college player mm-hmm. for the longest period of time.
No question about that.
But he was never Shaq. Like, not in college. Like, he wasn't Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
Leitner played at Duke with Hurley and Christian and Grant Hill. Of course, but if you had played Shaq with Grant Hill and Bobby Hurley, it's not. Like, literally, you watch them play against each other, and it was a man against a boy, and that's forever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's never going to change. So, for all the politics behind it, and Turk would probably be a really good one to ask his thoughts on it, because I think a big part of it was understanding the time. And the politics and what was going on. It was a different era, different world. Internet, not really, not the thing. Streaming, not the thing. You got some highlight reels. You got something on ESPN, and you got what ESPN decided was valid.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you were kind of in the dark other than basketball magazines, right? That would you would get once a month that told you, be on the lookout for... Mm-hmm.
And whatever that ESPN ticker had for you that night, because they don't have all the channels.
So... here's what we'll do. We'll throw the break, and let's get Turk all lined up, and we'll come back, and we'll have Dave Turcotte joining us here on One-on-One.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Again, thank you for hanging out with me on a Monday night, and you guys are the One-on-Ones. I love the fact that we get to introduce different folks to it, and I get to have family and friends on. And in this particular case, this is a reunion I haven't seen I haven't seen this gentleman in a while, far too long. one of the most interesting families I've ever met. This kingdom of good people who do good things constantly. Not a bad basketball player, better human being. Let's welcome Dave Turcotte to 101. Turk, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what's happening is being here now. And I want to say first and foremost, love everything you're doing. Love the show, DP. So proud of you and what you've achieved and the things that are out there and what you're doing in the world. And it's just great to have your voice out there. It's important to have your voice out there. And I'm honored to be here today. So thanks for bringing me on.
Man, it is so cool because, I was telling the producer that a big part of this is that sometimes you get to meet people outside of their greatness circle and you find a different level of greatness. Like you were just a really good guy. And then, it turns out he's this fantastic basketball player. Oh, and he's a lawyer and he's a writer and he's got this really cool family and his sister's one of my favorite kind people in the world. I'm blessed to have Turk because there are times of need in Salt Lake City where Turk always put on his Superman cape and rallied and showed up. And he currently, like I sent him a text a few weeks ago, I said, I got a friend that needs Superman and Turk to the rescue with his legal advice. So thank you, kind sir, for doing what you do always. And again, first, let's tell the family story, the name Turcotte and this amazing family and belated happy birthday to your lovely mom, her 90th yeah. birthday. She's still a queen, man.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, so we really lucky there. So part of that backstory is that, Basketball Canada and the Toronto Raptors are very, very closely affiliated. Michael Bartlett, who's the CEO of Basketball Canada, I did 3 Olympics for Canada back in the day, a long time ago, playing basketball. And they've really reached out lately and tried to connect with alumni. And as part of it, we've been talking a lot and kind of growing the game for stuff you and I have talked about what's coming with the Olympics and Canada, USA, July 10th in Vegas. That's going to be a fun game. We'll talk more about that, I'm sure. But, I basically said, look, my mom's 90. Her birthday's the 15th. She'll be at the Raptors game, got seats near the floor. Anything you can do to help my mom have a great birthday. Sure enough, Michael Bartlett makes a call. Raptors mascot, hands her Pat Turcotte, a black and gold Raptors jersey, her name on it, number 90 for her birthday. A lot of fun. And it's a testament to Michael Bartlett, really, of the CEO of Basketball Canada that's embracing, the larger cultural engagement of alumni and players to realize to build a great program, it takes a lot more than a village. It takes connecting with the past, connecting with the future, and working with everyone to build something that honestly a lot of people want to be a part of. And he did a huge thing for her. She loved it. It was, for her, it was one of the greatest things ever. She's really been, like, my mom's been a Raptors fan day one, Vince Carter days back in the day, loves it, watches every game. It's really funny. DP, like, I'll call my mom during a game, not knowing the Raptors are playing because I'm in Utah. Hey, anything broken? Are you sick? No, call me after. It's the third quarter. Scotty Barnes is not doing well right now. He's not getting back on D, and I'm very upset. Click, and so hang up on me.
This is such a fantastic family.
Yeah.
Look, you are the accumulation of some great human beings, right? Your dad's just this Turcotte family. The stories are amazing.
Well, we really, that's the thing too, DP, is like, you can never take credit for your ancestors, right? Like, I'm just lucky to be. Like my dad, my dad, old school jazz musician, like band leader, musician, hardcore, bebop, the old stuff. Like that's, we grew up in a house full of music. So my brother, Kevin Turcotte, that's why he's a Juno, which is our equivalent of a Grammy, 10-time Juno award winning jazz trumpet player because of the environment that my parents created. My mother was a concert pianist, of course, and a basketball player, both athletes, both musicians. So we grew up in a household where it's like, you're not sitting around doing nothing. You're either perfecting your craft as an athlete, you're doing something in music, you're doing something academically, or get out of the house, right? So it's like, we grew up in a household, and my parents deserve all of the credit for my sister, myself, and my brother. And we're just so fortunate to have, phenomenal family members that realize it's, investing in the kids and investing in teaching them work ethic, teaching them the value of work, the value of that kind of focus and commitment is what makes the rest of your life work out in phenomenal ways. And it has for all of the kids. So full credit and gratitude from my mom and dad for what they've done. But you're right. It's all about those two and what they did to hand on to us. And I'm hoping to do the same thing for my kids as well. So it's I appreciate that you bring them up because they deserve all the credit, DP. They really do.
Yeah, it's a thing that, and in full disclosure, we're going to have several sit down conversations with Turk because there's no way I could cover everything that I want to talk to Turk about and that I want Turk to talk to the listeners about, because there's zero chance that we can cover it all in an hour. So we're gonna flashpoint some conversation points and get through some as much as possible. You're talking about what's passed to you. You have passed down to your daughter, who is just an incredible athlete herself. Well done, Turk.
Hey, you know what, though? And DP, you know this. It's like, look, I played in some pretty big games in front of a lot of people and all those things. There is nothing in the world as a parent, like what you really learn, what our parents have to go through. I only think about my own mom and dad and the struggles of, you know, seeing me playing against the teams, whether it's college, pros, whatever, Olympics, whatever happened after. I can now appreciate the anxiety that every parent in the world goes through when their kids are trying to strive, you know, and their kids are fighting for it. And so what was really fun is I'm at CSU today, and I'm going to drop another one on you now that I will tell you that I've never said publicly to anybody. That's the next facet in my sort of journey of my sort of accidental tourism, living remarkably, kind of trying to just make the different choices to live a life that will be memorable and love it, you know, for me, but also for my kids to be, you know, to care about. But so I'm my daughter raced this weekend, podiumed again, silver, second place on a NORAM World Cup prep race for the next Olympics in border cross. And I keep telling her, I joke with her and say, hey, if you're not an Olympian, don't come home. Okay. So I'm trying to be tough. I'm trying to be hard, you know, because this next generation of kids, they're not so hard, you know,
right.
But I try to be tough, but you know, I've got a house full of girls, DP. So they just look at me the right way and dad melts. They know that. They know they got me right.
Oh man.
But I'll tell you, so here's the fun part.
Here we go.
I'm back at Colorado State at my alma mater.
Give it to me.
So this is my weekend and here we go. Okay. I'm driving back. I drive 5 hours. I make 90 miles an hour, drive across Utah because I want to get here in time for Selection Sunday with the Colorado State Rams, right? So I do that. I literally stop in Laramie to hug my daughter. She just wins, does her race, gets her medal. She meets me in Laramie, hug her. Love you, girl. Congratulations. We pass each other. I go to CSU. She makes it home. I walk into CSU, hug Coach Nedved. Hey, Joe DeSimeon, great guy, great assistant coach. He's also Canadian here at CSU. Within 5 minutes of me walking in the building, they announce CSU is now playing Virginia and Dayton tomorrow. So they make the announcement that I just say, well, I'm here. My work is done. I'm out. So we leave. Now, but here's the part you don't know, DP. I'm also working with and decided I had a kid. This is the beauty of the gift of just trying to invest in people like you said, being around people where you understand that the value of life, your life is only the investment you've made in others to help others thrive. Right. And so I 25, 30 years ago had some great friends that knew me at BYU in Utah, where you and I met. Mm-hmm. And they call me up and say, hey, Dave, are you still doing this lawyer thing once in a while? Yeah. Do you know people in the NFL still? Yeah. You want to help our kid? Okay. Come to the Colorado State Air Force game, which I did, drove across the state and come out. And next thing you know, I'm watching this kid named Dallin Holker play, tight end for CSU, had a monster game against CU, of course, as you know, when CSU played CU and Deion Sanders launched their team, just mm-hmm. had a phenomenal game. And I'm working with him to help him with the NFL. So now I'm basically working with him doing an NFL agent. So I was at his pro day today. And I just literally walked out of his pro day after spending all this time talking to teams from all over the NFL. And it's all about the only reason that that's occurring is because they know I come from this school. They know I care about this kid. They know I don't care about the other economic things that other people care about. And I just want to invest in this kid and being a part of his journey to support his pursuit of a dream, which is an incredible miracle to have the opportunity to be an NFL player or an NBA player. Like the probabilities of those things happening to any young person are so slim. And so I just think it's, you know, 20 years after meeting his dad, you know, here's what happens. And it's just a great, so I'm just sitting here having a great ride And, you know, all the things you talk about DP all the time have real meaning. They don't carry into the next week or the next weekend. They impact people's lives over decades and bring value over decades. And that's what I'm experiencing right now. So I'm like, again, honored to be part of his journey and share that with you now. But you're the first person I've told that I'm even doing that, you know.
I have to say it, that, you know, and I've, it's a phrase that I use, that we're all the accumulation of the great people who leave an impact on us throughout the course of this thing. And again, in a time where I was in Utah and times are different, and here's this gentleman who's just being a good dude for no reason, for no value other than that's who he is. And it's so important for us to keep telling people that they're good people in the world.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We can talk hoops anytime. We can talk athletics. We can talk sports law. We can talk contracts. We can talk about all those things. But I had to set the table first and let him know, one, who you are, where your family comes from, the type of people that you all are, what you've done for people that I know of, even things, stories that I couldn't even share, and say, Turk helped people in such situations of need for nothing other than it was the right thing to do, and he could. And it's spectacular, Turk. Just, I'm just telling you, man, I love you so much. I'm so proud of you, because you are a shot. It's a North Star in this thing, man. And you know some of my struggle, and you knew some of the days when things weren't going so well. And to have people in the world that just go, keep going, bro.
Yeah. You know what, DP, I love everything you just said. You know what bothers me, you know, and it really does. Like the mythology about how people win, you know. And there's so much, especially in today's world of social media with young people and where they're being misled. And I don't fault young people and where they are now. Like if you and I were growing up in today's world, we would be doing whatever we thought was best to win, thrive, and survive and do whatever we got to do, right? But at the end of the day, the mythology that I am so frustrated with is this notion that people do it on their own, or it's their isolated greatness that, or their, you know, when I talk to people, of course, everybody wants to talk about me playing against Jordan or Karl Malone or whatever. And I get frustrated when I hear people talk about, you know, oh, it's a function of they're just phenomenal talent, or he's this unicorn kind of whatever. It's never that way. And you're 100% right. There is no person thriving and succeeding today that didn't have mentors, friends, someone to guide. Nobody does life in a vacuum. No one succeeds or thrives in a vacuum. And I think that's what I get frustrated in when I hear people talk or think or try to, you know, diminish the work that people have done, but also diminish the mentoring and the support and the love and the family and all of the things. And by the way, like you and I know back in our days here in Utah, right? Look at our family. You knew who was in our family. It doesn't mean we all had the same birth parents, but we sure as hell were family, mm-hmm. right? And we looked out for each other. And there's all kinds of people in your network that are rooting for you. And I just think that, and I think that's where a lot of people don't understand that, you know what, if you took 5 minutes to talk to that young person, don't cuss them out. Don't try to tell them why you're right or why you're smarter or what you've done. Realize this is a person that if you took 5 minutes, you could change their life. You really could. Yeah. You know, if you think you know, if you think you have the experience, you know, I got all these gray hairs. You know what? That's a lot of pain. And that's a lifetime of terrible mistakes that I've made that can be, you know, that's what wisdom is, right?
Yep.
You make mistakes, you screw up life, and then you learn why things are the way they are, why people need to do the things they need to do to be successful. So share that. And so I get frustrated with that mythology of complaining instead of invest in that young person, reach out to help that person. If you think you know so much, then take the time it takes to help that person in their life and make that situation better. And so I've just always felt like, you know, hey, I've got kids, a wife, a family. I just want the world to treat them that way. And so I just want to, I'm trying to be what I hope to see in the world with other people and be a part of something positive for those, you know?
You're doing that. And I'm going to kidnap your investment quote because it's so good and it lands so heavy for me that it needs to be shared because it's a big deal. We tell our young people, whether it's as coaches or parents, that we've made the mistakes so that you don't have to.
Absolutely.
Just don't repeat them and let us show you the scar and say, be smarter than dad, because you should be. And I have to say this. Another part of this brilliance is your ability to just cross streams culturally with anybody that exists in the world. And it's a family thing. And I know that your family just loves. It doesn't matter who you're from. It doesn't matter what your parents' names are. Your parents put love in. And I want to talk about your sister, Carol, because for her to make a decision as a white basketball player, to the Canadian basketball player, decide she's going to go to a historically black college and university and put it down, bruh, it just look, your family is unique and special and wonderful, and God bless you for it.
Well, that's Carol going to Jackson State. She went to CSI, you know, University of Toronto to CSI, CSI down to Jackson State. And she and I talked about that. Carol is a warrior, right? But the thing was, though, is that, you know, she was like, well, you know, you went to CSU, you're kind of in the West, and I've been in the Northeast, and let's go somewhere different, learn something, meet new people, let's grow and throw ourselves into an environment where it's like, you know, and you know what? It was like, you know what? I have no problem going down there. And she has friendships, by the way, as you can imagine, that are lasting to this day, people that she communicates with. And she went down there, played well, did great. In fact, she wound up getting, after her basketball career was done, they gave her a scholarship for being on the golf team. And then they gave her a scholarship for band, you know, because she was a good musician too. So she loved it down there. And again, it's such a part of the country that you would think is so off of the national consciousness of that time, 25, 30 years ago. But in our family, it was like, hey, this is the venture that nobody contemplated for me. Well, that's why I'm going to go. I'm going to go there because nobody thought I would. I'm going to go there because nobody thought I should. And I'm going to come out of there learning things that nobody thought were possible with people that are going to be in my life for the rest of my life. And so that's just the way our family approaches things, you know, and I'm so proud of her. And she did so well by being there, but it was an enormously courageous move to go down there. And it stressed my dad out, of course, as the dad are going like, you're literally at the first, I'm in Canada. You're literally as far as you can be away from me geographically possible. That's four connecting flights and whatever. And she said, don't worry, dad, I got this. And she did. She handled her business and did it. And it was a great adventure. And she's a stronger, more powerful person because of it. So I'm glad you brought that up about her, because she's an incredible human. And right now she's the glue helping with our parents and her, my mom's 90th. That was all Carol. Yeah. You know, she's so strong and so resilient and can just function at an incredibly high level to do things that, you know, my brother and I and the rest of our family are just grateful for. So she's a warrior. She's amazing.
Turk, I'm going to put you on hold and put a pin in it for a bit. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We will actually talk a little hoops with Dave
Turk. Awesome.
We're going to make him talk about some of the players that he hates talking about.
Trash talking going on. It's coming, DP.
So stay tuned to 1-on-1 on 93.7. Sing it, Dave Turcotte, DP. We'll be right back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to 1-on-1 with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Fairway Meat Market, you're family. And as part of the family, they want to save you money on your meat and groceries. Now, through March 24th, enjoy Lincoln's favorite 8-ounce bacon-wrapped sirloin or 4-ounce fresh salmon portions for $3.99 each. Get ahead for your Easter dinner with Fairway Pit hams, fresh lamb roast, or ribeye roast. That's all at Fairway Meat Market in the Rockledge Square Shopping Center, just south of 84th and Van Dorn.
This is Monster Jam. Big air, backflips, and all-out racing. Coming to Pinnacle Bank Arena March 29th and 30th.
The fun begins at the pit party Saturday at 10:30 a.m., where you can meet the drivers, get autographs, take pictures, and see the trucks up close. Pit pass must be accompanied by same-day 1 p.m. event ticket. Get your $20 pit party pass at monsterjam.com today. Restrictions may apply. Rules and activities are subject to change. Visit website for event details.
Nutrition Authority invites you to try Anarchy, which is an exciting free workout for athletes and fitness enthusiasts who want the most out of their workout. Anarchy can only be found at Nutrition Authority. Remember, when you want results, the solution is simple. Nutrition Authority. Stop in, call, or check us out at MyNutritionAuthority.com.
At Allo, we believe in the exceptional. From extraordinary whole home coverage to super fast speeds, our local teams are always on hand to make sure your service is running at top performance. Let go of lag, banish buffering, and enjoy outstanding service throughout your entire home. We believe in delivering nothing less than exceptional service, so that's exactly what we do. Visit us at allofiber.com to experience the exceptional.
Spring often marks the beginning of severe weather, which can lead to power outages. LES wants you to be prepared before the storm. Restock your emergency kit, update your info with LES, and if you encounter an outage, report it at les.com/report.
When you were a kid, clubs were cool. Robotics club and space club and stuff like that. But what do adults get? Book clubs and quilting clubs? Nah, forget that. How about margarita clubs and old-fashioned clubs? Get to Upside Bar and Lounge for the best clubs in town. Try all 10 varieties of Upside margaritas or old-fashions and take home a free souvenir glass. Grab the whole crew and pair it with taco night on Mondays or whiskey Wednesdays. Upside Bar and Lounge at 29th and Pine Lake.
Ever wish you had another light switch on the other side of the room on a dark night? How much better would you sleep at night if you had a ceiling fan in your room? The High Electric Service Department is here to make your electrical what-ifs a reality. Whether you're looking to replace some outdated light fixtures or brighten up your counters with under-cabinet lighting, High Electric can handle all types of residential electrical installations and services. Give Erica a call at 402-466-6606 or visit high-electric.com to get started. Working at Continental in Lincoln isn't a job, it's a career. And right now, they've raised wages again, and they're hiring for production operators at $24.62 per hour, which grows to $28.97 per hour within 3 years. Skilled trade positions now start at $33.36 per hour, with opportunities to make more based on certifications. Continental also has salary jobs available and great benefits, plus medical and prescription costs at very low premiums. Dental, vision, and life insurance are offered at no premium cost to the associates, with increased bonuses and vacation for new hires. To learn more or apply, go to continentaljobs.com with keyword Lincoln. Come work at Continental today.
Are you working in or looking to get into the electrical construction industry? The electrical workers of Local Union 265 are now hiring licensed journeymen and apprentices and are offering great pay and benefits. Call Mike at 402-875-1034 to apply. Start your electrical career today.
Attention all Nebraska basketball fans. The NCAA tournament is coming soon, and Nebraska looks to be on its way to their first appearance in 10 years. Better Tree Removal wants to celebrate the occasion and any possible success in the tournament by offering a deal. If you're in need of tree removal on your property, call or text Todd by March 20th. If Nebraska wins the first round game, you'll get 25% off the bid. If they win two, you'll get 50% off. You must contact Todd at 402-780-1377 before March 20th.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org/shiro today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Just brilliant moment, Turcotte moment. that's Carol Turcotte. David, listen, man. Y'all are special. Not that you don't know it, but you guys, look, this family is pretty special. Did we get him in there? Did we mute him?
Yeah, you got us. He might have us muted out there. He should be able to hear us A-okay.
There we go. He should be able to hear what we're doing.
Yep. So, David, we'll plug him out real quick. If he actually might be frozen, if that's what's going on there. So, we'll try to plug him back in as soon as we get the shot.
So, that's his sister. That's Carol.
Carol Turcotte. Yep.
And
that was Here's to Life.
Here's to Life. You can find the album. I mean, she's flute player extraordinaire, basketball player, college basketball player, college golfer, pro vocalist. Blue jazz and blues vocalist. And it again, it's just another thing in a family, in a world of unique and talented people, and the fact that these people are out there just doing their thing. And I wanted to share Turk and introduce him to Lincoln, Nebraska, because it's just to know that these people are in the world doing what they do and just being out there. And again, not to bury the lead, but as one of the top five scoring leaders in Colorado State University history, I believe he averaged 13 a game. I'm sure he'll correct me if I undershot what was actually put in play. But at 6'3" and able to put up points, and he led this team to the NIT and played on the, as he said, on three Olympic teams. One of those, of course, matching up directly with Team USA and the Dream Team. And so there's so much in it to be proud of. And he's humbled and super funny. Like, Turk's just a funny guy. And you miss that somebody of his place, that he's leading the charge for Canada to organize their alumni, their basketball alumni, and do great things for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a thing. So let's see if we got Turk back.
Yeah, but Turcotte, can you hear us okay on your end? Okay, he's moving. It looks like he may be having audio issues on our end. We're okay here, 402-464-5.
Well, you turned him down. You turned it down.
Yep, he's back up on the board. We should be good.
Okay. Let's see if we can get Turk in.
Yeah, he's not getting any audio from us right now.
Okay. Don't know what that is, and have him reboot and see if it comes back in. He can't hear us.
Yep, exactly. So
let's stream that thing through. We'll figure it out. You'll keep working as we set this thing up. So yep. through all of this thing, again, and trying to identify to people why Turk, and I was in full that we could not, there was zero chance that I could have every bit of the conversation that I want to have with Turk. Turk's a genius in certain facets, and a lot of facets that are relevant today, and talking about NIL and talking about player contracts. And go ahead and take his call and see if we can get him straight, because I'd like to finish. I tell you what, let's go ahead and do this, because
we got him back in here.
There we go. Okay. Yep, I heard the click. There we go. Turk, welcome back.
Hey, not sure what happened there, but I lost the audio from you, so glad to be reconnected.
Well, you missed what we did. When we rejoined, I had a little Carol Turcotte music playing. I gave a little bit of Happy Life, just so folks could kind of enjoy your sister and your family and what's going on. Okay, so we have about 10 minutes to cover the entire world until we do this again next time. And we will do this again next week, because
that would be awesome.
There's so much to cover. The state of basketball, you as a veteran in this thing, and being able to say you've seen different versions of it, different varieties of it. What's your feeling on today's game, whether it be on the college level, pro level, or otherwise?
Love today's game. I love the way it's being played. As you know, as a guy that, you know, played internationally and stuff, and had a little, the experience I had as a professional, I love how the game is played so freely. I'm a huge Steph Curry fan. I love the way I only, as a guy that was a distant shooter myself, and the way that I played, all I can say is everybody that I know said, man, I wish I was playing in today's game.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much fluidity. And I think the best thing that I think that happened over the last 10 to 15 years is the influence. I know there was initial pushback on the Europeans sort of you know, heavily soccer influenced style of play, of playing in space and a lot of movement and deep shooting and passing. But look, I mean, look what Luka's doing. Look what Joel Embiid is doing. Look what, you know, Pascal Siakam in Canada and all these guys that come in and play and have that international flow. And it's just such a beautiful game now. How do you not love the game of basketball when you watch, you know, either San Antonio or Golden State or these teams, the ball just moves, you know, and it sort of birthed players like LeBron. And so I love today's game professionally where there's more focus on shooting, passing, movement, you know, and that to me, I love. The college game, you know, it's as exciting as ever. A lot of people are complaining the NIL stuff and those, you know, they're going to figure that out. The cream will always rise to the top. And at the end of the day, I'm always a fan of any way for players and their talent and their ability and their work ethic and the things that they've done to invest in themselves as a player. Look, you're 18, 19 years old and you're making millions of dollars for your school. I have zero problem with those kids getting money to help themselves, help their families a little bit earlier. So I don't have any problems with that. I think obviously there's things to figure out. You know, it's not quite a perfect system yet. And then there's lots of things to go. But when I hear these guys complaining of, well, it's not the game that I remember and things are different now. Well, yeah, the game's got to grow up to match today's reality of digital economies. And I think the game will grow. The technologies will figure out how this all has to work. But at the end, it's better for players. The game is being played at a beautiful level. How can you complain? I mean, look at the guys we're able to watch every day and the way guys are playing and the shots they're making. Caitlin Clark and what she's doing and, you know, Angel Reese and all the great players in the WNBA that are, I mean, I'm a father of three daughters. How can you not love what's happening in women's sports? DP, I mean, I got up early to watch women's soccer. You know, the USA playing Canada, then USA playing Brazil, and then playing college games. Like, if you're a sports junkie and you love basketball and you love sports generally, what a beautiful time to be a fan. What a beautiful time to be in the sport. It's just growing in every direction for everyone. And for me, the more the better. And so I kind of love where things are at on many, many fronts.
You mentioned Team Canada versus Team USA in basketball coming up in July.
Yeah. So here's the thing, as you know, DP, I've been talking a lot of smack for years saying, do not go to sleep on Team Canada being a medalist in the Olympics and potentially beating the USA. I started saying that. Remember our good friend Ronnie Price played for the Jazz. Of course, Kelly Olynyk was here with the Jazz. A lot of guys that I knew and played ball with and worked out with. And I was saying, guys, we're coming for you. You know, there's no question USA is the dominant player and it has been for a long, long time. But excuse me, Canada invented this game and we're going to eventually reclaim this thing. And, you know, I mean, yeah, the USA has been renting it for a while, but we're about to take it back. But I told my guys this last World Championship, I said, guys, the days of the USA just showing up and just out talenting and out playing and being, those days are over. You know, like, you better show up prepared. You better show up with your best players or you're going home. And look what happened in the World Championships. They showed up with all-star NBA players, weren't enough to beat Germany or Canada. So, of course, we beat USA, got the medal. USA came fourth. Germany beat USA to make it to the championship game. So, I mean, the USA right now is the fourth best team in the world. Now, you saw Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, all that other stuff. But, like, July 10th, here's the fun part. Canada's playing USA in a friendly. So think about Team Canada. Our point guy, Shai Gilgeous. Shai's not bad, you know. Then we got Jamal Murray as a two guard. He's not bad, right? We got all-stars too, right? So now you're saying, what kind of team do you want to build? And I will tell you that what the USA is learning very quickly is the teams that do well are the teams internationally. The rules are different. Like, the NBA game is great, and I love it. I love watching it. But it's kind of a little like WWE, right? Like, the rules are made for entertainment. So in other words, if there are guys that can't shoot and can't play in the in and out, you can double them, triple them, zone them, whatever. It's always an adjustment for Team USA in the last few years. Now, look, are the American players the best players in the world? Of course they are. Like, to me, Steph Curry is the greatest shooter that ever lived, right? And will be for a long time. Klay Thompson comes right in there pretty quick. I can't even imagine playing an international game with a decent point guard. Like, I would put LeBron at point. But can you imagine having to deal with LeBron, Klay, and Steph on the floor at the same time? And then throw in this little guy named KD that can shoot the lights out too. These guys are built for the international game, but there's an adjustment. But I will tell you, July 10th in Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, Canada versus USA. It's going to be a friendly, but as you know, in basketball, we don't have, that's a soccer thing. We don't have those in basketball. We're going over there to kick the hell out of each other. And then we'll see you in Paris 2 weeks later, you know? So that's what's going down. It's going to be a great game. But what I love about a DP is that when you remember, you asked me before the status of the game today. Mm-hmm. I think the Olympic world, the game of basketball worldwide, is everyone has to concede. There are great players everywhere in the world, every nationality, every race. It's such a beautiful thing to think of who the best players in the league are right now, what we're going to see in the Olympics. Wembanyama is going to be great. Like, think about this team with France, Rudy, Wembanyama on the same team. Mm-hmm. Who's going to get a shot anywhere on side on those guys, right? So the way you have to play is different because now you don't have the NBA rules. It's like college rules for defense, right? Anything goes. So it's really going to be fun, DP, and I think there's going to be a great, healthy rivalry between Canada and the USA because they all play against each other. Like, you know, 3 weeks later, they'll be back in the league playing, you know, in the NBA lineup. But I think it's going to be great, and there's so many – it's going to be a fantastic summer of hoops, and it's going to be a great game in July.
So, Turk, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you to check your schedule, and if next Monday at 6 o'clock you are available – we're going to do this again because we have so much more to talk about, my friend. And I am grateful and appreciative of you and your family and who you are and what you do. It means the world, but I think we need to pin this thing up and go at it again next week.
Let's do it. Love to do it. Like I said, you guys do a great job. Honored to be a part of it. And I'd love to continue our conversation. So I'd look forward to next Monday. I'll be there.
That is David Turcotte. What a great hour. Turk, I'm looking forward to next week. Appreciate you, brother. Say hi to
you
the family.
Well. We'll see you guys soon. Looking forward to it, man.
Next Monday, we'll do it again. Don't go
anywhere. Mom says hello.
Hey, Mom. Well done. Right. More ticket weeknight coming up.